For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Personal growth and development. The call to and practice of Christian ministry is a gift, not a right or privilege. God has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, and with our call comes tremendous responsibility. A call to the ministry is a call to preparation. The changing patterns of our culture require constant updating of our personal knowledge, methods, and skills, and that necessitates an ongoing commitment to growth and development. It must ever be in our minds that as ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God, we will give an account for our stewardship. God holds a minister to the highest of religious, moral, and personal standards. Though our commitment to excellence flows out of love for Him, we must always be aware of the inescapable responsibility that comes with the charge we have been given. Those who serve in the military make use of the most efficient weaponry and equipment available to them. Civil ambassadors apply themselves to understanding the country and culture in which they work. We are not military personnel or civil ambassadors, but we are soldiers of the cross and ambassadors for Christ. Our efforts for the kingdom of God are of eternal importance. We must equip ourselves with every possible qualification and diligently acquire knowledge of the harvest field in order to serve most effectively at the post to which we have been assigned. Paul admonished the young minister, Timothy, "Watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." Similar counsel was sent to Archippus, "Take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it." To make full proof or fulfill one's ministry is to be faithful and committed to all of its requirements, including personal and educational growth. We must not be negligent in this matter. None of us enter the ministry proficient in every skill needed, so we should desire to improve in areas where we lack. The wise King Solomon pointed out, "If the iron be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength." Let's make sure our axe is sharp. As we discipline ourselves to improve our competency in the awesome task that is ours, God will bless our efforts. While the Bible is our primary textbook, we should expand our understanding of other key subjects. It will be beneficial to study good spiritual literature, material that is dependable and in conformity with Scripture. This is necessary to broaden our thoughts and to help us rightly divide the Word. Sermons by fundamental preachers of past days who knew the power of God and who were instrumental in bringing many to Christ will offer insight on how they presented a given text. Biographies of missionaries and great Christians through the ages will inspire and motivate us, as well as provide us with a background in the development of religious thought and holiness traditions throughout the eras since the time of Christ. We should also read about topics outside of the religious realm, for a minister must have an awareness of the contemporary world. One speaker on the topic of ministerial knowledge put it this way, "A minister ought to be the best informed man on the face of the earth. He ought to see everything, inquire about everything, and be interested in everything." Every serious minister will desire to build an adequate library, beginning with basic work tools. Standard reference volumes such as dictionaries, books on word studies, concordances, commentaries, etc. A mastery of language is of tremendous value to those in the ministry, so it will pay dividends if we learn to communicate with clarity and authority. Our preaching will improve as we build a good vocabulary, master the principles of effective oral presentation, and strive to eliminate grammatical errors. Skill in expressing ourselves in writing will also prove to be of great benefit. If circumstances permit, it may be beneficial to attend seminars or enroll in continuing education classes in speech, writing, and/or grammar at a local college or university. Administrative ability is also a requirement for ministers, especially for those who are called to serve as pastors. Sound financial skills are a must. We need to be able to assess, plan, evaluate, and facilitate efforts in the various departments and outreaches of our local congregation. A working familiarity with the internet and current technology is beneficial and should be obtained if at all possible. Instant access to the latest updates from headquarters is available through the minister's page on our website at www.apostolicfaith.org. While not every device, application, or software option will improve our productivity and efficiency, ministerial tasks relating to obtaining and storing information, communication, record keeping, and organization can be greatly expedited through electronic means. While a breadth of knowledge is based to some degree on experience which can only be acquired over time, we should always keep a learner mentality. If we continually and prayerfully seek insight into the complexities of human nature, striving to be keen, observant students of how people live, work, and struggle, we will be better able to minister to their concerns. If we are to fulfill the scriptural admonition to be an example of the believers, we should exemplify a willingness to improve ourselves. Honest evaluation of our own abilities will show each one of us areas where we could grow. As we strive for proficiency in these areas, we can be assured that God will honor each effort we make for the furtherance of His kingdom.